from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Bread. Oh, love. Well, it's a bit greyish, actually, but it's nice and dry. Nice blue skies. Oh, I can see the blue skies. The birds are tweeting. We were admiring the birdie songs before we came on air, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It was just an all-round nice day. Wonderful. And we've got some amazing news coming up on the programme. My name's Eric Wiltshire. We're in Poprad in the east of Slovakia. Hence, we're called Postcard from Poprad. And over there in the zit on the nose of Europe, it's none other than... I suppose I better call him Banksy now, being as he's been down under. I want to see the hat with the wine bottle corks tied to it.
No, I just got the wine bottles tied to it. I didn't bother with the corks.
They're really big flies, you see.
That's what it is, really.
Yeah, smack them over the head with a bottle.
So we hope you're still enduring the jet lag then.
I don't suffer from jet lag.
I've just cut him off now. I've cut him off. If he doesn't suffer from jet lag...
You know what? It's because he enjoys jet lag.
That's probably what it is. Yeah,
he enjoys it.
It's a simple... That is a top tip for the ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants to listen, how to avoid jet lag.
Alcohol.
It's so simple. I'm not talking if you're going to keep talking over me. No, dead simple. What you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and anybody else, listen to this. This is what you do. You go to bed at exactly the same time as you would normally go to bed in your own country.
Yes.
I go to bed about 2 o'clock in the morning, every morning. So in Australia, I was going to bed for the first few days about whatever it was, 8 o'clock in the evening. And also... get incredibly drunk, because if you got a hangover...
No, you wouldn't, boys, because we do
no,
not
you
advise
wouldn't.
That.
That's a terrible,
terrible thing to do.
If you did have a hangover, you wouldn't be able to differentiate between your hangover and jet lag.
Right.
So really, jet lag doesn't exist anymore.
I'm moving over to Darwin, which did not suffer the Banksy syndrome of the past couple of weeks, with Rachel Brunstad!
Yay!
I feel sad that I didn't get to see Lee, but
No, you don't.
No, really, I feel glad that he didn't have to
endure the
horrendous weather and all that stuff.
Rach, do you know he lies to us every week, don't you?
I do.
Rach, he lies to us every week. He is actually a computer genius.
I am.
And he knows how to Photoshop his pictures, which go... sucks him in, removes all the zits off his face, and makes his teeth reappear. So if you consider his picture to no teeth, zits, and out, that's what you missed.
Wouldn't you like to have a picture that sucked you in, Rachel?
Please. Oh, to me, a picture is only a picture if it's a vortex.
Ah,
so, yes.
Exactly. A convex one.
That didn't
work.
You
don't want a concave one.
That didn't work at all. No,
that only ends badly.
And as a little special for Rachel's other half, Rob. Because he's a lovely guy. We love him.
G'day, Cobber.
G'day, Rob. How you doing? Rob, this is just for you. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Shut up in your face. Just for you, Rob.
Look. I'm going to hang up. If I could find my cursor, I'd hang up.
Do you really hate that song that much?
I do.
Oh, I can't explain it. It just rubs me so many wrong ways that I become the opposite of who I am. I become a doppelganger of myself.
Boys and girls.
I just feel all at six and seven.
It would appear that the Australian-produced biggest hit around the world, Shut Up In Your Face, is not a popular song for Rachel. So I would like
really
to encourage all of you to send me a little MP3 to either your station or studio@rti.fm, okay? Send me a little clip with Rachel, Shut Up In Your Face.
Yeah.
And we'll play them, because we like the idea of that.
Can I just inform the ladies and gentlemen of something to do with that? This all started, ladies and gentlemen, because...
Yes. It's your fault.
Yeah, being out in Australia, I thought it would be a generous thing to do a music show about Australia.
Yep.
So I asked Australia to send me their best progressive rock and roll, blues, rhythm and blues, indigenous music, any kind of music, which is fantastic. So we can put it all together, we'll mention everyone. And Rob, the glorious Rob who's named after spaghetti, yeah. suggested, shut up in your face.
Do you know what I said to him?
I did, I saw.
I said, I've got to marry you as quickly as possible so that I can promptly divorce you. That's horrendous.
Right, hi to the guys at Talk Radio X over in the US. Hi to Breeze, to Ab. Sorry, Mark and the kids. Sorry.
Escape.
I'll get there in a minute. Replay. You lovely folks on RTI. There's a lovely lady said at the beginning of the programme. All of you people on Windows 8, PC, tablet and phone, which will come up to that. If you are a W8 person, stay tuned. News for you. We start with some amazing news.
Yeah.
I am so happy for this family. Apparently, the Stop Press News, Michael Schumacher, has got some kind of conscious moments. Now, that's not waking up and saying, give me a beer, or I want to jump into an F1 car. Because after months of being in a coma, you kind of like wake up in fits and starts. It's really weird how you come out of a coma. But he is showing moments of consciousness, which is a great thing, which sort of, the more he does that, the less the brain damage is. Which is great news for his rehabilitation as well. And it's something that the agent has been very, very unusual, the way she's spoken to the media. She's kind of like gone, I ain't telling you nothing unless I want to, but I will tell you when it's ready. Mm. And everybody's respected it. So she has respected what she said as well by sharing with everybody that the Formula F1 champion, Michael Schumacher, has got moments of consciousness. That's got to be good, isn't it? I like starting a programme. I do. I like starting programmes with things like that. That's very, very good.
And it's a good positive thing, though, isn't it? And it's, you know, I know people tend to think that I bang on about the press a bit, but, you know, we've just said that the press, in the circumstances that demand it, respect the privacy of people. They don't respect everybody's privacy because that would be a degradation of the job. Mm. But... and this is a positive news story. This is a good positive news story. Something that brings a smile to the faces of the world.
The press are human beings like everybody else.
No, we're not.
They have a job to do. But in moments where it's called to be respectful like that, they do. And it's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do. Actually. But we're not human.
No, that's definitely. No. Yeah.
We're alien.
You have to remember, Rach, there is one thing about journalists, which makes them inhuman.
And we're space cowboys.
That thing is, they are always perfect.
No, we are flawed geniuses. We are all flawed geniuses.
It's their tails. I thought it was their...
Right, boys and girls, we've got all sorts of news. That's what we're supposed to be doing here. And don't forget, if you want to join in, you just got to do... just a really tiny little MP3. Rachel, shut up in your face. Send it by your own radio station or send it to studio@rti.fm and we will play them. Rachel, shut up in your face. Try and impersonate them tremendously well. And if you want to get onto a bit of a chorus as well, we don't mind a little bit of the chorus, but not too long, just so as it goes. Rachel.
You know what I'd like to see, actually? If you're going to do it properly. Video a flash mob.
Yeah, well, like Happy.
and I might even look at it.
Are they actually got to sing it? They haven't got to just play the record?
No, they've got to sing it. Can't play
I'm
the record.
I'm
going to
do it for you, Rach. I'm going to do one for you. Shut up in your face, Rach. I can just keep saying it forever. I can just sing it.
I'm just going to fade him out. Yeah. He's gone now. He's ranting. He's still ranting, but he can't. Nobody heard him.
I am what? I'm not. I'm. What word did you use?
Ranting.
Ooh, I thought you got the video camera on.
No. Right, calm down, boys and girls. Serious news to start with. And this does kind of annoy me a bit because another massacre in the USA. And the one thing that so many people missed out on, this guy that's just gone into the Fort Hood Army base in America, leaving 4 dead, 16 injured, was an Iraq veteran. All agreed, and sympathies there. But he was using a gun, not issued to him for use on the base. It was a private weapon.
Yeah.
It's another gun story, whichever way you want to look at it. And I'm sure, you know, he was suffering from PTSD. He was suffering from so many other things. And we should help these guys. But there becomes a point where I have to say, hang on a minute. What about the guns then? Who put them in their hands?
Well, that's the problem with America.
Yeah, the gun control thing is never ending. And, you know, after the Sandy Hook incident, there was, you know, of course, a major story that lasted. It seemed to last on that news cycle forever. And there was debate after debate and town meeting after town meeting about gun control. And in the end, nothing happened. And then, you know, it just, and it goes on. And then something else happens and then nothing happens. And so I really think that this is one of those unravelable, you know, puzzles because of, you know, constitution on one side and, you know, you got gun control on the other. And it's just, it's messy. But
And it's all to do with
never going
to
stop them, you know. It's
politics it's and money and gun clubs and
it's worse than that though, isn't it? It's you see, there is one way to unravel the problem in America, and like Rachel says, it's an impossibility in reality. But what you do is you disarm the general members of the public in America. If you remember last year, I did a series of interviews with the gun clubs and other people who had an interest in guns over in America. And the one statement that came out, which shocked me and frightened me, but this is really the nub of everything that's going on here, is that a bloke said to me, and he was a member of the gun club, said, "A bullet travels faster than a fist."
Ouch.
Yeah, that is just scary. And you know what? It's the guy, there was a news story in, I think, about August, September last year about a guy called from Melbourne called Christopher Lane, who was living in America playing baseball and got shot in this random act of violence by 3 15-year-old kids. They have these guns, and rather than, and then there's a culture of sort of gang stuff going on there as well, but rather than walk up and punch a guy because he's annoyed you, you shoot him. And
it's
really it's troubling. And I did hear somebody else say, make bullets $1,000 each. And I thought, no, don't do that, because then you drive the bullets underground and people make their own, and they get really scary. Some of those terrible, you know, like, those bullets that turn into stars.
That's stupid. That is just so stupid, because years ago, when I was a member of a gun club run by the police in the UK, and I was a member of the it was run by the police.
It was our police who were hunting him down.
No, it was a proper gun club. It just happened to be run by the police because they were in the police, and you know, we used to use our own bullets by putting the powder in, yada yada yada, and it costs you a few cents to do it. So, you know, putting it up to $1,000 a bullet ain't going to make a lot of difference. Anyway, 999 has been absolutely buried in the UK. That's 999 is the emergency number. And the reason for that is a combination of dust from the Sahara, which is very commonplace in the UK. You wake up one morning, you think it's been raining sand, which it does. But now they're blaming emissions from the continent. I have not had Heinz baked beans for a very long time, you lot. And low southeasterly winds and local pollution. That's more like it. It's Lee back in England. But it should be easing now. What's it been like over there, Lee?
Well, yeah, the fact we've got red dust and my Bentley is covered in red dust doesn't really make any difference to your general life here. But this exotic form of the old London smog is being blamed on the Sahara Desert and pollution from Europe. Mm. One thing that's, again, only starting to emerge now, and we should be well aware of it, something I've done a lot of research to in the past couple of years, is that actually the UK is the most polluted country in Europe. Mm. We suffer with, and it's basically because we're built around a motorway system. Yeah. And what happens, the government and the local councils brush over this, keep it hidden, say that the pollution levels are manageable, and only when there is some scapegoat, like the Sahara Desert, and believe me, that's a big scapegoat, can they actually stand up and start to talk about pollution. I know of five people in a 20-mile stretch of road who have pollution-related cancers because of the amount of traffic using the road outside.
Do you get a similar thing in Australia, Rach?
Well, we are a big rock.
Red country.
Red dust. So there's no escaping it.
No.
And I don't blame Sahara because, you know, the Sahara can't stand up and speak for itself. But we've got plenty of desert of our own. And it's really red and it's really gritty and it gets everywhere and you can't get it out of your clothes. And you can't get it out of your tile grout, I've got to tell you. The shower, can't get it out of the tile.
What's that an Australian euphemism for? You can't get it out of your tile grout. That's disgusting.
You have to ask Rob, because he's the one who puts it there. But, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Not that one.
it's the dustiness of it is really horrendous. The thing that we're fortunate about is that we are girt by nothing.
Mm.
So we don't have to, we're not attached to it by land, attached to other nations doing things that affect us. Everybody's far enough away to keep the distance. We might be messing up some polar ice caps, probably, a bit of mining. But, you know, generally speaking, I think it's one of those, you know, adapt-y type of situations. We don't have those terrible cluster situations that you guys have as a result of somebody else's dirty bad habits.
Indeed. We move on, ladies and gentlemen, as we've got a lot to get in this week. Kate O'Mara, oh bless her, the former Dynasty star, has died at the age of 74. Don't leave you a lot of years left. Lee,
talking to Rachel. Cheeky monkey. He's older than me, you know, Rachel.
Yeah, right.
I know.
He is.
I know, I've got a sample off both of you. You don't know how, but I have.
Ooh,
what, DNA?
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
But, see, what you're telling me is when I go down the microphone, it comes out the other side.
No, nothing as sophisticated as that.
That's scary.
I never do that down the phone, Rachel. What have you been collecting of mine?
There are people sneaking around swabbing. And you don't know.
Anyway, Kate O'Mara, although lots of people thought she was American, she's actually a British actress. And she was best known for the role of Alex Colby alongside Joan Collins in the US soap. And she was in Howard's Y and Triangle, even appeared in Doctor Who, which makes her brilliant.
Doctor Who.
Rock. Doctor Who. And she sadly left us, and she was really nice, wasn't she?
She was lovely. She was a very sexy lady. Even at 74, she was like a bit of a gilf.
Was she really?
I thought so.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
That's a nice thing to say about the dead.
Stop it. Let's not go there. I think that's very...
Not when they're dead, no.
Oh, OK. Right. We move on.
Oh, that sounds savoury.
Rach, question for there. Is Dynasty a big show down there still?
Dynasty. That's not a funny joke under the circumstances.
It's not. That's Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty.
That's Dynasty. No, it's not a big show anywhere because it went off air about 20 years ago. But it was massive at the time, yes.
Right.
Dallas and that one and what was the other big American? Oh, there were lots of them. But those two primarily.
High Chaparral.
No.
No. Skipping the daft kangaroo.
Later on, it was like Melrose Place or something. But
Melrose Place.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dynasty and Dallas and all those ones, all those Aaron Spelling created shows. Although I don't think Dallas was an Aaron Spelling created show.
What a load of rubbish!
Massive. They were massive.
They were massive, but they were terrible. They were appalling.
He will start attacking Knight Rider in a minute.
Knight Rider is the most ridiculous thing. There was a talking car.
My car talks.
But the more horrendous things are, the more fantastic they are. Seriously,
your car talks like Rachel. Never shuts up.
Anyway,
Rachel,
our love.
Isn't that the cue for that stupid song?
Yeah, thank you. anyway, our condolences go to Kate Amar's family, obviously.
Yeah.
But she's another one of these great people that won't be forgotten, because shows like Dynasty, call it what you will, they are still being reshown now. In fact, they're on UK television right now.
Shameful.
And they will continue to be aired. It's amazing. One of the godfathers of house music, or that which we call EDM, is...
EDM.
Frankie Knuckles. What, so creative. He's the grandfather of EDM. Really is.
What's EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Oh, all right. We just call it house in the real world.
We call it duff-duff.
Duff-duff?
Duff-duff-duff-duff.
Oh, I see.
Duff-duff. He's,
I like that noise.
I'll tell you, Lee, you are shooting yourself in the foot.
I am not. I can't do duff-duff if I've shot myself in the foot.
Well,
yeah, that'd ruin the whole dance.
Well,
yes, exactly. One-legged foot duff-duff.
Well, you know what I say, boys and girls? There are some people that are old when they're young, and some people when they're old are incredibly young. And Lee fits in the former case.
I am childish.
No, you're childlike.
Childlike,
yes.
Yeah. Childlike, yes, yeah.
It's very whimsical.
Yes, very much so. Anyway, Frankie was probably better known for remixing tracks by Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and he was just such an amazing guy and so talented, and yet he dies at 59.
That's terrible. What's the whistle song? As a young person, what's the whistle song?
Oh, I can't do that one.
Yeah, I'll whistle it for you if you tell me.
Oh, how can you whistle it when I can't do it?
Can you hum a few bars?
It's up to you to work out.
No, I'm not in. I've done my bits for the day. Anyway, we wish his family all the best for the future. Nigella Lawson has been banned from the US because, not that she's actually been nicked for anything. Now, this is the point. Not that she's actually been convicted of anything, but because in the phone hacking thing, she said about taking drugs, and in the other, no, not in the phone hacking, in the divorce thing. Divorce thingy. All of a sudden...
There was a lawsuit against her housekeepers that stole from her.
Yeah.
And because it was it was taken down by the court reporter, and it's now become part of the transcript of the trial, it's become, you know, a legal document saying that, yes, I did do something, and it was very snorty.
Mm-hmm.
It's snort good news for her this week.
She's whiter than white, yeah.
her flour in her larder needs to be tested.
Don't sniff at that.
That's why they've gone and pinged her. But now she can't get into the United States. They're saying, no, you can't come to the United States because you've done drugs, you have. I'm like, well, if that rule applies to everybody who's gone under oath and had to say that, then nobody would go, would they?
No.
When you think America's probably one of the most drugged countries in the world, you know, they can't take it that way. Crack cocaine, also LSD, everything came from America. But I have to admit that...
Oh, I don't think it did, Lee. No. Slightly, the southern part of the American continent, maybe, but not America itself.
It all goes. The coke is from Colombia.
About Timothy Leary. The name of the bloke who actually invented it for use in the American forces.
I agree with you that it's a bit like the pot calling the kettle black.
I know, but here's the point. Poor old Nigella. I have a lot of time for Nigella. She took a lot of blows over that thing, and a lot of it was vindictive.
A lot of blows. Yeah.
I didn't mean that. You're so rude. But why then? Why do they ban a middle class, quite attractive chef from the country who said that I have done drugs in the past, and yet let somebody like Russell Brand, who at one point was extolling the virtues of drugs, why did they let him into Hollywood? Why did they let that singing tortoise Paul McCartney in? Why did they let the Rolling Stones in? Why did they pick on a middle-class, quite attractive chef?
I'm going to sing. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Exactly.
Can I play conspiracy conspiracy theorist just for a second, and this is not something I normally
right,
think
you can play
theories
it.
Really dumb.
You can play it if you can say it.
Okay. All right. Conspiracy theorist.
That's
I
it.
I can say that. So, okay. I smell the stewing, the brewing and stewing of a very bitter and very, very powerful, very wealthy ex, soon to be ex-husband.
Mm. Absolutely.
Making phone calls all around the place to people, and all of a sudden we're all blocked.
I know the feeling. We've got to move on, boys and girls. We have got so much to get on the programme this week. Time for some BBC bashing, which I can actually verify for you. The BBC are taking 272 staff to the World Cup in Brazil. That's double what the commercial broadcaster in the UK, ITV, is taking. Yeah. And, you know, it's costing the licence fee payers 12 million quid.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely ludicrous. Now let me share a little story with you. Once upon a time, back in the early 90s, the BBC did a documentary programme on the legendary radio station Radio Luxembourg. So they went to Luxembourg. Do you know, they had more people producing the documentary than were actually making the programme on Radio Luxembourg.
I can imagine that.
How ludicrous can you get? How ludicrous can you get? And you
it's just that it says, right, that this is going to cost 12 million to do, isn't it? To take them out there, 12 million. But the BBC has had the ridiculousness and the temerity to say that that's the equivalent to less than a pint of milk.
Well, yeah, because they will do, because the PR spin doctors are flat out at the minute. But the fact is, this is ridiculous because modern technology enables you to do so much that you can cut things down. You can, I don't want to give anybody the sack. I don't want anybody chucked out. Just don't renew.
Only at the BBC. Yeah, let's sack the lot of them.
No.
Yes.
No, because there's some really good people there.
They can come and work with us.
All right. It is ludicrous. I mean, are you lot in the World Cup this time, Rach?
I think we did get in. I think there were. I don't care. So I don't know for sure. But I'm pretty sure there were. I'm pretty sure I heard Rob go woohoo, and it wasn't because of the grouse.
He just put a bit of grouse.
He went woohoo. Yeah. He went red dust in the air, and I went so they did make it into the World Cup. That's great. I think they did. Yeah.
So will you have it all when it's normally on? Is it all over the TV there?
It's on all the cable networks, and it's on our. It's not on any of the free to air channels. The commercial stations. Mm. It's on the little tiny baby SBS, which is the one you watch all the dirty foreign movies on.
It's not on ABC on then.
No.
Oh right.
Interesting.
Not. I'm just wondering what's going to happen because 4 years ago, when it was the World Cup, and England was still in it. I managed to acquire two Union Jack flags to put on the side of my car in Slovakia. I drove around with them on the Sunday because it was the match. And as we came out from Martina's house, the man who was sitting opposite, old chappy, he said, "Your team lost then."
Can I just say?
No, you can't because it's that time. End of part one. We'll be back in part two. Faster than you drink. See you in a minute.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.